This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Recently, I saw one of those quizzes in a magazine. You've all seen them, where you find out if you're a certain personality type, if you're bent in this direction. And here was the quiz, and I'd never seen one like this before. How to tell if you are a self-centered man or a self-centered woman. Never saw one like that. How to tell if you're a self-centered person. The author was a psychologist who used humor and then also some very serious points that we live in a self-absorbed generation, that most people are self-centered, was his conclusion. Most men in our culture are self-centered. Most women, most teenagers are self-centered, and that's the nature of our culture. Some of the humorous ones that he gave were this. You know you're self-centered as if you look at a group picture and everyone's eyes in the picture can be crossed, closed, they can have spinach in their teeth, but if the picture's good of you, you say, this is a great photograph. This is a great photograph. Why? Because we're focused on us, and part of that's natural and normal. And so he does say that tongue-in-cheek. One of his comments was this, that self-centered people, he used a term that I've actually used before in another context, he said they're one-dimensional people. If you've never heard that term, a one-dimensional man or one-dimensional woman thinks about everything in the universe and how it applies to them. Never mind the world, never mind Cambodia, never mind people in nursing homes, never mind people in hospitals or whatever. What does this situation do for me? It's all about me. He said, you know you are a self-centered person when you are highly critical of everybody else around you. You know you're a self-centered man or a self-centered woman when you are highly critical of everyone else around you except yourself. And we make editorial comments about this person in the family, this person at work, or this person in the body of Christ, and we don't hesitate to say what James, the book of James, refers to as slander. You may have always thought that slander was under the legal definition, which a lot of, obviously in court it's used, the defamation of someone's character that's done verbally. But today you're going to go home with the biblical definition of slander. Do you want to know what the biblical definition of slander is? You can write it down. It is speech that injures. The biblical definition of slander is speech that injures. Listen carefully. There are husbands who have injured their wives in the last week in this way. There are wives who have injured their husbands in this way this week. There are parents who have injured children this way, and there are children who have injured parents. And there are friends who have injured friends and workers who have injured co-workers, and we all know the drill because we've all done that. So today we're going to talk about a subject, a new look at slander. It's not just a legal term or a legal problem, it is a spiritual problem, according to the book of James. And what we're going to do is look at the scripture in James 4, exactly where we left off, including the last verse I read last week. We're in James 4, beginning at verse 10. This is the verse I left off with last week. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Listen to that again. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against his brother or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? But you, who are you to judge your neighbor?
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.